Iranian foreign minister arrives in New York. Praises Hamas as legitimate resistance group. By John Hayward on October 26, 2023. Iranian foreign minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian arrived in New York on Thursday to attend a session of the UN General Assembly. Amir Abdollahian praised the terrorists of Hamas as a lawful and legitimate resistance group to reporters and delivered a belligerent speech to the UN, threatening dire consequences for the United States and Israel if the Israelis continue their assault on Hamas in Gaza. Watch: fearful pro-Israel students allegedly stuck in library surrounded by angry pro-Palestinian mob. Before leaving for New York, Amir Abdollahian saluted the Hamas terrorists and proclaimed, "Resistance in the region is a reality." Amir Abdollahian accused Israel of retreating from the battlefield and targeting civilians, as if Hamas had challenged the Israelis to a joust rather than launching a horrific surprise attack against innocent women and children. The continued killing of civilians by the Zionists narrows the space for the forces of resistance in Palestine and the region, he complained. Amir Abdollahian told reporters outside UN headquarters that Hamas has the right under international law to perpetrate whatever atrocities it desires because it is a liberation movement whose territory has been occupied by Israel. Therefore, whatever concerning the action of the resistance groups and Palestinian liberation groups in confronting the occupation is completely rooted in international law and the United Nations Charter, he said. Watch: pro-Palestinian protesters occupy federal office building on Capitol Hill. Amir Abdollahian boasted that Iran was instrumental in blocking U.S.-backed United Nations resolutions on Wednesday that would have condemned Hamas for the unspeakable murders, rapes, and kidnappings it perpetrated against 1,400 Israelis on October 7. He claimed Iran collaborated with Russia and China to block the resolutions because they did not meet Tehran's objectives for securing stability, security, and peace. "What matters to us is the immediate cessation of war crimes and genocide against the civilians in Gaza and the West Bank, the immediate and extensive dispatch of humanitarian aid, and stopping the forced displacement of Gaza residents, which can be included in the text of any resolution," he said. Amir Abdollahian went on to deliver a menacing address to the UN in which he said the United States will suffer if Israel continues its operation in Gaza. "I say frankly to the American statesmen, who are now managing the genocide in Palestine, that we do not welcome expansion of the war in the region. But if the genocide in Gaza continues, they will not be spared from this fire," he declared. Amir Abdollahian claimed the Hamas terrorists told their patrons in Iran they are ready to release some of the 220-plus hostages they kidnapped on October 7. But the Iranian foreign minister said they should hold out until the world community presses for Israel to release 6,000 Palestinian prisoners in exchange. Watch: Demrep. Meeks, attacks on troops seem to be escalating even with Biden working to deter Iran. The Islamic Republic of Iran stands ready to play its part in this very important humanitarian endeavor, along with Qatar and Turkey. Naturally, the release of the 6,000 Palestinian prisoners is another necessity and responsibility of the global community, he said. Amir Abdollahian will reportedly meet with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres before the UN General Assembly votes Friday on a resolution to demand a ceasefire in Gaza. Guterres himself is under fire for comments on Wednesday that suggested the Hamas sneak attack was justified by Palestinian grievances against Israel, a position he strove mightily to clarify after Israel called for his resignation and denounced his remarks as a disgrace to his office. On Wednesday, Israel's UN ambassador Gilad Erdan said he would no longer meet with Guterres. He announced that Israel will stop issuing visas to UN officials to teach them a lesson. The Palestinian delegation to the UN meanwhile praised Guterres for his comments and promised to defend him against ridiculous attacks.